This week has been a frenzied one in the House. Lawmakers had to work through the human cloning ban, the president's energy bill, and the patient's bill of rights before they could start their August recess. So lobbyists have been working hard, too. One especially busy place has been the sidewalk leading to the House wing of the Capitol. That's where lobbyists try to catch lawmakers for a last word before the big votes. NPR's Peter Overby was on the sidewalk, too, and filed this report.
The weather's been good in Washington, sunny and not quite too hot. Good weather for last-minute lobbying.
Good to see you, sir.
So much fun. It's a great day for America.
It's a great day for America.
This sidewalk is the easiest route for members of the House to take from their offices across Independence Avenue to the House chamber. So this is where the lobbyists wait. They monitor the floor action on their cell phones and position themselves to greet lawmakers on the way to or from voting. The energy bill is being amended. Jill Lancelot of the fiscal watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense snags a member going to the floor. As they walk through the crowd, she starts handing him papers about the bill's corporate subsidies.
Surely taxpayer subsidies are unnecessary for these.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Lancelot says she's actually changed some minds with these quick chats. It's a scene with its own culture, even a little camaraderie among rival lobbyists. Yesterday, Sean Martin was here on the Patient's Bill of Rights. He works for the American Osteopathic Association.
It's old-fashioned lobbying. We're all after the same thing, just that same thing contains different provisions.
During Wednesday's battle over the energy bill, environmental groups occupied the sidewalk up close to the Capitol. Three environmentalists took turns dressing up as a polar bear, the mascot of their opposition to drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The environmental lobbyists hustled after lawmakers. Some of the lawmakers brushed them off. The corporate lobbyists stayed in the shade, closer to the street. They were more relaxed. They greeted lawmakers with an easy hello and a warm grip or a hand on the shoulder. Ohio Republican John Boehner said he thinks all of this is a waste of time.
This is theatrics. It makes the proponents and opponents of these major issues feel better about themselves that they're out here working members.
But if it's theatrics, it's just the final scene in a lavishly financed production. According to the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, the energy industry gave Republicans $48 million in the last election. The auto industry gave Republicans $14 million. Organized labor, which was mostly on board for the bill, gave Democrats $78 million. Labor and corporate lobbyists worked together on the sidewalk. And Democrats provided the vote to approve the Anwar drilling and defeat higher fuel efficiency standards for sport utility vehicles. The House sidewalk has its own etiquette. For starters, you can just walk up to a House member and start talking. That's almost never done on the Senate side. But it's bad form to approach a lawmaker who's already talking with somebody else.
In fact, I just saw somebody walking by and said that somebody tried to do just that, and he said, I'm being lobbied on the other side.
Mark Kemmer works for General Motors.
It didn't stop the second lobbyist from trying anyway, and it was obvious that the member was annoyed at that.
This is an unusually public place for talk that usually stays behind closed doors. A lobbyist for campaign finance reform asked Illinois Republican Timothy Johnson to sign a petition that would bring the reform bill to a vote. Johnson said he doesn't want to offend House Speaker Dennis Hastert, who's against the petition.
I consider that, but I don't want to, you know, stick it up the Speaker's rear end, you know, by filing a petition. I'm just simply not going to do that.
If you sign.
But the House sidewalk can also be a place to meet old friends. On Tuesday evening, Joanne Emerson, a Missouri Republican, came down the Capitol steps and ran into four lobbyists for the energy bill.
I'm not going to lobby him.
I am fine on all that stuff.
I know you are.
We appreciate it.
On Wednesday, Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey left the floor. He held a quick strategy session with the environmentalists. Then he walked past the corporate lobbyists.
You're all going to get raised this year.
Markey went on his way, and the lobbyists went back to their cell phones. Peter Overby, NPR News on the Capitol sidewalk.